Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone!
Now a 3-1 for Acuna. Swinging a high fly ball! Deep to left field! Way, way back! It's gone!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. Everything right now seems to be geared around the NFL and the NBA. And with no winter meetings, things have been a little bit slow in Major League Baseball. Every now and then we get some news that'll trickle out talking about a free agent signing here, DJ LeMahieu signing a monster deal with the Yankees, JT Realmuto getting paid by the Phillies. I was thrilled to see that. So every now and then we get some baseball news that kind of gets the motor running, even though we're towards the end of January, still a little ways away from pitchers and catchers reporting. We're going to talk Major League Baseball right now. Everything happening, including the Hall of Fame, where Curt Schilling, who was always good for a soundbite or two, sounded off again yesterday. Joining us now to talk about that and more, we have Steve Bordstein, a great friend of mine, always kind enough to join us to talk Major League Baseball. Steve, great to get you back on today.
I appreciate the time very much. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it a lot. And Steve, we'll start with Curt Schilling. Like I mentioned, this is a guy that is never shy about giving his opinion, be it controversial or not. He just flat out does not care. Yesterday, we saw that Curt Schilling remains in contention to get into the Hall of Fame. And I think people forget that it is a 10-year process. Just look at Larry Walker. Curt Schilling garners 4 more votes this year than he did last year. He moves up to 71.1%. Top vote getter. However, it wasn't enough to get in. And because of no winter meetings, for the first time since 1960, we will have no Hall of Fame class in 2021. Curt Schilling sounds off. He says, quote, "I'm requesting to be removed from the ballot. I'll defer to the Veterans Committee and men whose opinions actually matter and who are in position to actually judge a player. I don't think I'm a Hall of Famer as I've often stated, but former players think I am, then I'll accept that honor." Your thoughts on Curt Schilling?
Well, first off, the latest update on that is I think the Baseball Writers Association of America, who is in charge of those ballots every year, I think they have denied Schilling's claim. I believe that's the most recent update on that. So barring something beyond, you know, something new coming up, Schilling will be on the ballot next year, regardless of his desire to not be on the ballot. Whether he makes it or not is still obviously up to that group of voters. Now, when you and I were talking about doing this segment last night, I went back and did some research because I like numbers and I like facts and I like to look up things. When Curt Schilling was first on the ballot, ironically enough, it was also the first year on the ballot for both Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. And at that particular time, back in, I believe that was 2013, I believe it was, those three respective players had like very low numbers as far as their overall vote counts were concerned. I believe Schilling's was in the 30s. I believe Bonds was in the 30s. And I believe Clemens was also in the 30s back in 2013. Schilling was 38.8%, Clemens 37.6%, Bonds 36.2%. In the 9 years that have gone on since, all three of those players have received more votes, but still under the number. So, does Schilling maybe 10th time the charm? I don't think so, because of his political viewpoints, which he has more than often expressed after his post-baseball career. Does he belong in the Hall of Fame? Yeah. But I'll throw this argument out there. If the voters are going to have a standard, some sort of a character standard, right? Like, oh, well, Schilling's a bad guy. Clemens is a cheater, and Bonds is a cheater. Do we not do the same thing, but in reverse, for guys who may or may not belong in the Hall of Fame, but they were really good guys? Like, where's Johnny Damon getting into the Hall of Fame because he donated to charitable causes and gave money back to the communities that he lived in? Where's Raul Ibanez? Where's Torrey Hunter? Who were both all notable, very respected players within their not only organizations, but the communities in which they lived. Maybe they don't have the Hall of Fame numbers, but if we're absolutely dead set, if journalists and writers are so dead set on, you know, not allowing guys with tainted characters in the Hall of Fame, Well, then shouldn't we also, by that same token, look the other way when a guy might not have Hall of Fame credentials, but hey, he's a really good guy, we should let him in?
Well, I see exactly where you're coming from, and I can even take it one step further. I cannot put Curt Schilling in the same category as Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. I can't do it. Okay, because there is actual, tangible evidence to cheating tied to Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. There's no tangible evidence tied to Curt Schilling for cheating. The reason you're keeping this guy out of the Hall of Fame, and we'll go over these numbers, 216 wins, 3,116 strikeouts, a 3.4 ERA. I mean, come on, these are Hall of Fame numbers. The guy was 11-2 in the playoffs with a 2.2 ERA and 19 postseason starts. Yes, they are Hall of Fame numbers. If you want to keep Curt Schilling out because he has made offensive comments, you have then chosen to be offended by his comments. I'm not agreeing with what Curt Schilling has said in the past. I'm just saying him making comments that you don't agree with has nothing to do with what he did in the dugout and on the field as a baseball player. This is completely out of line. You cannot put him in the same category as Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. You cannot put him in the same category as Pete Rose. It's ridiculous.
Nor can you put him in the same category as Alex Rodriguez, who will make his first appearance on a ballot next year.
And will get in. And will get in,
Steve. If these are bad guys because they cheated, then fine. You have a right to feel that way as a journalist. But let me also throw this out there. It was reported last night that of the people who are sent ballots, the members of the Baseball Writers Association of America, 14 people filled out or returned ballots that were blank. For the years that I covered horse racing, I was an active member in voting on the Eclipse Awards. You know how long of a process it is to vote for the Horse of the Year, top three-year-old? It's a 15-minute process. They send you a ballot. You circle. It's like a Scantron test for those of you out there who are old enough to still have taken Scantron tests. You fill in a little bubble, and you mail your ballot back in a already pre-stamped envelope. You mail it back and you send it in. If you as a journalist, as a member of the Baseball Writers Association of America, are too lazy to fill in a blank and just put a name on a ballot and send it back, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. I don't care about, you know, the guys who are first-timers and I don't want to put a first-timer in the Hall of Fame. How ridiculous is that? And by the way, if we're gonna single out Curt Schilling because of his viewpoints on politics or whatever, Mariano Rivera, ironically enough, is a massive supporter of Donald Trump. And he was the only unanimous voted player entered into the Hall of Fame. The only one.
You know what's so wrong about it, though?
Let him in without, we unanimously voted him into the Hall of Fame.
But that, again, this is the United States of America. To keep somebody out of the Hall of Fame, not based on their character on the field or in the dugout, but to keep them out because you don't agree with their political point of view is the most ludicrous, ridiculous, insane argument I have ever heard in my life.
I have major issues with Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame because what he did was genuinely wrong, and he was banned from baseball as a result of it. We're going to keep Barry Bonds, and we're going to keep Roger Clemens out of the Hall of Fame because they cheated, then keep them out of the Hall of Fame. I have no problem with that. Okay, Pete Rose, I think, should be in, but posthumously, because what he did was fiscally, I guess, wrong. I guess it was a gambling thing. It's a cardinal rule, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fine, he shouldn't be able to profit from it, which you know he would. So put him in posthumously. You want to do that with Bonds? You want to do that with Clemens? That's fine. Put them in posthumously. So they can't reward themselves for it. They can't be rewarded for it. Fine. The Curt Schilling thing is ridiculous. The Curt Schilling argument is ridiculous. The Alex Rodriguez discussion is going to come up because you know it's been well documented, his PED issues. It's been well documented, his steroid issues. He's not going to even get close to it. And by the way, you know who else didn't get close to any sort of respectable numbers in this year's balloting? It's a guy by the name of Sammy Sosa. And you know, I mean, how is it that we can justify Bonds and Clemens getting 61% of the votes? But Sammy Sosa, who was involved in that same era as Mark McGwire, he gets, what, I think he got 30% of the vote. And he's never even come close.
I think it was less than that, actually. Manny Ramirez stayed the same.
It may have been 17%.
It was 17.
It may have been even less than that.
Yeah, it was 17.
But it's ridiculous that there's a standard for one, but not a standard for another, or not the same standard at all. And again, this comes back to the voters. And what are the qualifications of the voters? Well, they're journalists, they're writers. Well, what are your qualifications? How long have you been covering the sport? And what's your reason for being the one guy last year, the one journalist who still is anonymous, I believe it is, who didn't vote for Derek Jeter when it was so clearly obvious that he should have been a unanimous Hall of Famer? And again, one of those guys who not only was a great baseball player, but a genuinely good guy off the field as well. Charitable donations, he did work in the communities, etc., played on the same team his entire career, all those things that would have made him a unanimous first ballot Hall of Famer, and yet someone decided they wanted to make news for themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's the baseball creates this type of storyline, and I'm glad you brought up Pete Rose, because I have to have this conversation with people every single year, and I'm fine with your take on it, Steve. If you want to put him in after he passes away, fine. He is serving a lifetime ban. The guy cheated the game of baseball. He cheated the game of baseball. He was in a position to where he could fix a game. I don't understand why that's so hard for people to understand. This guy was in a position where he could fix the outcome of a game, and he has lied about it for 3 decades. Okay, then you move on to Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens. I'll give you another one. You mentioned Sammy Sosa. What about Manny Ramirez? If you're going to at least consider Alex Rodriguez, you at least have to consider Manny Ramirez, and he's been the same. I think he's at 28% this year. He was at 28% last year. Would I put him in? No, I wouldn't vote for him. But when you mention Alex Rodriguez, there's a thing called apologia tactics. It's how you rebuild your image after going through really a downfall, right? And I think that the poster child for this particular topic is Tiger Woods. We have never seen an athlete fall from grace the way Tiger Woods did. When you look at Alex Rodriguez, Steve, this guy is now, in my mind, the new poster child for rebuilding your image. The apologia tactics that he has applied to this process, it's extraordinary. And people forget about it all the time now. I don't believe that you mentioned the word cheater with Alex Rodriguez anymore. He's done a terrific job on TV. He's done a great job of repairing that image. I think A-Rod gets closer than you think. I really do.
And that even speaks more to the hypocrisy of it all. Because Kennesaw Mountain Landis, who was the original commissioner of baseball back around the time of the Chicago Black Sox scandal, this is the guy who openly kept minorities out of baseball for decades. And he's in the Hall of Fame. He openly kept minorities, blacks, out of baseball, out of Major League Baseball for decades. And he's in the Hall of Fame. So if we're going to reward bad guys, then by that same token, or we're going to have, you know, a problem because we don't want to reward bad guys, then shouldn't we also have that same problem come up with a guy who's maybe a good guy? Maybe he was a decent guy. Maybe we should put him in the Hall of Fame. And again, the Hall of Fame is a museum. It's located in a small town that you'd never heard of unless the Baseball Hall of Fame was there in Western New York. No one would even know what Cooperstown was were it not for the Baseball Hall of Fame, right? So why does this topic come up every year where everyone gets really passionate about it and then it goes away in a few days because a few guys decided, oh, I'm gonna be that person, I'm gonna be that journalist, whatever, that doesn't want to, you know, allow a player in the Hall of Fame because he did this or that. Again, the Curt Schilling case, I'm not particularly a fan of him in the Hall of Fame because I don't think that he really hits that highest of standards. Clemens and Bonds clearly do, but they did it through nefarious means. Alex Rodriguez did it through nefarious means. They don't get in. I get that. I have no problem with that. But the argument about, like you said a moment ago, the argument to keep Schilling out because of what he said is preposterous to me, and it speaks volumes to the cancel culture generation that unfortunately we find ourselves in.
And as far as nobody getting in 2021, I can't stress this enough. I'm okay with it. Okay, what are the problems that we have right now when we look at the the Basketball Hall of Fame, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, or the Pro Football Hall of Fame? It's the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Very Good. Okay, so when you look at the top three vote getters this year for Cooperstown, Curt Schilling 1, Barry Bonds 2, Roger Clemens 3. You just mentioned a moment ago, yes, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, absolutely, no doubt, Hall of Famers. However, there is the cheating that is involved, and that's what's kept them out. Once you get beyond Roger Clemens, you have Scott Rolen, who was up. Or who, yeah, he was up from last year. I believe Scott Rolen got 52%, if I'm not mistaken, this year. So he was up from 35. Omar Vizquel goes down. Billy Wagner, Todd Helton, Gary Sheffield, Andrew Jones, Jeff Kent. When I mention those names, that represents, in my mind, the Hall of Very Good. And that's not an insult to any of those players. You know how many Major League Baseball players we have seen, Steve, in our time of watching the game of baseball to say, hey, these guys are in a group that's very good. That's not an insult to say they are not Hall of Fame quality. We do not have to have a Hall of Fame class every single season. We just don't.
A.J. Burnett got votes for the Hall of Fame. A.J. Burnett. Are you absolutely kidding me?
Barry Zito got a vote.
Yeah. I wouldn't, in my wildest dreams, if I was A.J. Burnett and woke up, I got votes for the Hall of Fame. If I was A.J. Burnett, I'd be like, who the hell did that? Like, who thinks I'm a Hall of Famer? Nobody. Nobody but the president of the A.J. Burnett fan club thinks that A.J. Burnett's a Hall of Famer. Nobody.
It's okay to not have a class every year. It is.
It's okay to not be a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
And this argument's going to come up. You mentioned basketball. This argument's going to come up in football in a few years, 5 years, I guess it'll be now, since Phillip Rivers retired. That name's going to come up. Phillip Rivers in no way, shape, or form should be in the Hall of Fame. None. Zero. Should not be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's it. But that conversation's going to come up. And it's unfortunate that he's not going to get in there. I would even argue, obviously Aaron Rodgers is going to get in, but you could make a case against it. Postseason record is god-awful. His postseason performances were god-awful. And what are we judging it on? Okay, we're going to judge it on individual achievements, individual accomplishments. Great. Then you encompass all of those individual accomplishments as well as their individual failures.
Steve Bordstein, again, our guest as we talk Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame. Boy, it's a fun topic every year, isn't it? If it's someone...
It gives those of us who are kind of like, okay, yeah, we know the Super Bowl's coming up, but we need something to get us through the weekend, so let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if it's Derek Jeter not getting 100% of the vote, if it's Ken Griffey Jr. not getting 100% of the vote, if it's Mariano Rivera getting 100% of the vote, whatever it is, there's always controversy surrounding, and it's only baseball. Have you noticed this? It's only baseball. I don't see people yelling and screaming and fighting over the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There are people that are probably pissed off in some sense that one of their favorite players or coaches isn't in. Sure, we can make that case, but not like baseball, Steve. It's just different.
It is different, and I think it speaks volumes to the theory or the notion that we don't care about baseball very much in this country, right? Baseball's not the national pastime anymore. I think this completely ruins that notion, right? Because we clearly care enough about it to have this conversation every single year. And it'll be fascinating to see, to your point earlier, Jordan, about the Alex Rodriguez thing. Like, has he rebuilt his image enough? Because I would make the case that if we're going to say that Alex Rodriguez has rebuilt his image, Pete Rose was on Fox television, you know, with Major League Baseball broadcast. I mean, Pete Rose tried to rehab his image a little bit, didn't do him any good. So I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that rehab process plays itself out. Maybe he needs to make more appearances with Jennifer Lopez. Maybe he needs to, you know, do some charity things with his wife, the singer. And then maybe that'll continue to rehab his image. He's done great on television. Pete Rose was decent on TV. But if we're going to hold Pete Rose's sins against him, then we should also hold Alex Rodriguez, we should also hold Barry Bonds, we should also hold Roger Clemens' sins against them as well.
I cannot disagree with you more, and I've got to stress that point. I do not believe Alex Rodriguez should get in, for the same reasons I don't believe Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Pete Rose, Manny Ramirez, Sammy Sosa. Same reason I don't believe any of those guys should be in.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire's another one. I don't believe they should be in. I'm curious to see how the image repair of Alex Rodriguez plays out moving forward. Steve Bordstein, again, our guest. Steve, excellent segment, a lot of fun. Before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of you.
You can find more of me on Twitter. I'm currently working for a couple of radio stations in the beautiful town of Durango, Colorado, representing Radio Durango and Four Corners Broadcasting. You can follow me there on Twitter at Radio Durango SB.
Steve, always a pleasure. I look forward to doing it again real soon. Thank you for the time.
Myself as well. Thank you for the time.
Nothing like a baseball talk to get the blood flowing, right? We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.